Good morning. Clouds moved in overnight across parts of interior New York and New England, and most everyone still waking up dry, with temperatures mainly in the 50s to around 60. We'll have limited sunshine to start the day, but it will stay dry through the early morning commute as temperatures climb through the 60s and into the 70s. A disturbance pivoting through the Great Lakes in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will hook up with a surface low-pressure wave to produce increasing clouds and chances for showers and thunderstorms as we get deeper into the afternoon. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy rainfall, especially south of I-90 in New York and New England. High temperatures with the extensive cloud cover this afternoon will remain in the mid-70s. This system will continue to work its way through tonight with cloudy skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours as lows drop back into the lower 60s. Still some lingering showers into Friday morning, then after the system departs off the eastern seaboard, high pressure will build in. It'll be a bit breezy, certainly cool for this time of year, but still nice with increasing sunshine. Highs will be back into the lower to mid-70s. On Saturday, the next disturbance will approach. Any sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds during the second part of the day, with temperatures staying below average and in the lower to mid-70s once again. That system will arrive late Saturday night, and with mostly cloudy skies, we'll have another chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Once again, due to the clouds and showers, staying in the lower 70s. We'll dry it out for the early part of next week with a good amount of sunshine on Monday and Tuesday, middle to upper 70s, before bouncing back toward the 80-degree mark by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system that hit the Midwest hard yesterday is forecast to move into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic today. Though rainfall totals are expected to be a bit lower than yesterday, saturated soils throughout the region due to 150 to 400% above normal precipitation will still make isolated flash flooding a concern. Additionally, a moist, unstable air mass across this region is expected to interact with a cold front to produce thunderstorm clusters and supercells. Due to the potential for these storms to produce damaging winds and possibly a tornado or two, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians, and Mid-Atlantic through Friday morning. Meanwhile, for the southwest and central Great Basin, showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue as high pressure aloft aids in the transport of monsoonal moisture into the region. Anomalously high precipitable water values are expected to combine with surface instability to produce hourly rain rates between a half and one inch, with isolated higher amounts possible. Given these high rain rates, antecedent wet conditions, and scattered burn scars throughout the region, the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall for portions of Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and Colorado through Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 42 degrees with a west wind at 23, gusting to 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 48 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy and 61 degrees, the dew point 60. 97% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s, Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low, 60. The average temperature, 68. That's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 8.12 inches for the month, which is 4.01 inches above normal. And 23.23 inches for the year, which is 58 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees. The average low, 63. The record high 97 set in 1894, and the record low 47 in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, a shower, then increasing sunshine, lower to mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s Monday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday, upper 70s, and a chance of showers Wednesday and highs around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.